relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Priorities matter in life. In fact, you know what? They're some of the most important things. Values, you gotta have solid values. Where do you get those? Your parents, your mentors. It can be your grandparents too, you know. My grandfather, super, super important in my childhood. And then priorities. You've got to understand what's more important than something else. Whether you're going to war with evil forces or whether you're just planning your day. Trust me, guys. If you're in a dark place right now, if things seem disheveled, disorganized, if you want to live, this is a thing for me as well. I mean, every day we've got to work this out. If you want to live, one of the most common prayers I say to our Lord is help me live a deliberate life, not an accidental one, not one where you're just, you know, that shiny ball on the pinball table just rolling from bumper to bumper, but where you're deliberate. Yes, the ultimate plan is our Savior's. But we have free will, and we want to be deliberate. Don't worry, guys. I'll get back to news in a second. But you've got to understand priorities. What's more important? What do I focus my time on the most? What do I need to fix first? If you have values, faith in our Lord, and priorities, you know what? Sooner or later, you're going to be fine. So here's my priority for the day. First things first, since I heard yesterday from a caller who texted me on our text line, Dan Bongino is a tough bastard, former Secret Service, one of the greatest patriots we have. He has done so much for this nation, fighting the swamp, but he has found that he has a tumor on his neck. And I'm going to say one thing. I tweeted this out. I feel sorry for that tumor because Dan's going to crush it. Please, please, when you say your prayers in the morning and at night, add a prayer for Dan and his loved ones. You are in our prayers, Dan Bongino. You can't keep a good man down. Okay. Let's get to work. We have quite a show for you. Not only that, before we started the show, we recorded one of our most jam-packed, high-energy episodes of the Battle for 1600 with Boris. First time ever I've seen him casually dressed. He's getting ready to travel for the campaign. You do not want to miss that episode. We will load the audio file today. You can download it from wherever you get your podcasts. Just look for the Battle for 1600, meaning Pennsylvania Avenue. Check it out. You will love it. It's episode 34. It's incredible. We're so far along. Inside stories, great stories, fabulous episode today. Don't miss it. The video version, because we record it on video as well, will drop early, 8 a.m. on Saturday. But you don't want to miss it. Additionally, we're going to have the Baron on the show. Mike Lindell will be on the show. Jim Hansen, former Green Beret. Steve Cortez, senior advisor from the Trump campaign. And John Solomon on the latest revelations on the deep, deep corruption in the swamp. And let me start with that. I'm going to quote something to you. The Senate investigation's explosive new revelations about the Biden family profiting from Russia, China, and other foreign sources while Joe Biden was vice president amount to stunning levels of corruption and breathtaking breaches of America's national security. While Biden was vice president, his son Hunter received a $3.5 million wire transfer from the billionaire wife of the former mayor of Moscow, individuals who are undoubtedly connected to Vladimir Putin. Chinese nationals also lavished Hunter and other members of the Biden family with money, giving Hunter and Biden's brother James credit cards for an $100,000 international shopping spree. But the mysterious $142,300,000 wire transfer from a Kazakh businessman through a Latvian bank and a company in Singapore has to take the cake. These bombshells are in addition to new information regarding Hunter's sweetheart gig on the board of a corrupt Ukrainian gas company that bribed a Ukrainian prosecutor. Direct quote. Page 17 of this report reveals that Joe Biden flat out lied when he said he had never spoken with Hunter about his foreign business dealings. After a State Department official raised concerns with Vice President Biden about this issue in the West Wing of the White House, Biden spoke with Hunter about it, and Hunter contacted the State Department official. For what possible reason could all of these foreign countries and entities be shoveling money at people named Biden if not to influence official U.S. policy? American journalists have the responsibility to relentlessly question Joe Biden about all of this in detail and to call out his attempts to cover up this potentially criminal activity. Regardless of whether Biden is forced to face the music, this is further evidence that if Joe Biden wins, China and many other foreign interests with a financial stake in the Biden family win too. That is a one-page statement from the Trump campaign. It is signed by a guest of the show, Tim Murtaugh, Trump 2020 Communications Director. This one document alone, just this summary of the Senate Homeland Security Committee's report published 2 days ago, should disqualify Joe Biden from ever holding public office again and should be the catalyst that triggers a criminal corruption investigation by the Department of Justice and the FBI. Let me just remind you, $3.5 million in one bank transfer from the Russian wife of the former mayor of Moscow who had to leave office because he was too corrupt for Russia. A $100,000 credit card shopping spree funded by Chinese businessmen. And then a mysterious wire transfer for the amount of $142,000 from a Kazakhstani businessman through a Latvian bank and a company in Singapore. These are people who bought their way into the White House, and they're trying to do it again. Only the facts, only the truth. So you know what to do and how to decide. I am Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next in studio, Mr. Washington political editor for the most influential conservative website in the known universe, Matt Boyle of Breitbart.com. Stay with us all day. You don't want to miss a second. Did you hear that? That was chanting this morning outside the Supreme Court. The words were Trump, get out. And they were as the result of the president, elected by 63 million people, going to pay his respects with his wife, the First Lady Melania Trump, to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's America in 2020. We have to win, my friends. Have you done enough? Are you part of the solution? Can I invite you to be part of the solution? It's actually easier than you thought. Whether it's the creeping socialism of Joe Biden, the overt socialism of Bernie Sanders, we must defeat it all. How do you do that? You join the great people at Job Creators Network. They have a toolkit for you online that's going to help you be part of the biggest voter mobilization movement in conservative history. Just go to the website, keepamericaamerica.com. That's keepamericaamerica.com, and use it every day for the next 39 days. Do a little, do a lot, but do your part, please, because everything is on the line. That's keepamericaamerica.com, keepamericaamerica.com. He is our regular guest. He is Mr. Washington Politics in a good way. He is the political editor for Breitbart.com in D.C. Matt Boyle, welcome back in studio.
Dr. Gorka, it's always a pleasure to be here.
We have so much to discuss, but can I just get your reaction, your visceral reaction to that footage, that audio from outside the Supreme Court this morning?
It's disgusting. This is the left on display. They can't be classy if they tried. The leftist rioters are shooting police officers in Louisville last night. They're burning police station headquarters in St. Louis. They're lighting fires and starting riots everywhere in America. And now they're even infecting the U.S. Supreme Court as the president of the United States goes to pay respects to a late justice. Look, here's the deal. I disagree with a lot of what Ruth Bader Ginsburg did during her career. But hey, guess what? She was, she carried herself with dignity and respect. And you know what? For President Trump to go pay his respects, this is not about politics. This is the duly elected president of the United States paying respects to a Supreme Court justice.
With his wife.
With his wife. And by the way, it has nothing to do with politics. If it was political, Trump wouldn't have went, okay? No. I don't think that President Trump agrees with a lot of what Ruth Bader Ginsburg
but
did
you saw
in her
what
decisions.
He
but
thought.
But it was a classy
Matt,
move for President Trump to show up.
You saw what he thought when he heard the news. Do you remember?
Yeah.
That was him. He was so gracious.
Right.
He got off
and
the
by
plane.
The way, he was caught by surprise.
Off guard.
The whole thing.
Completely off guard.
Totally off guard. He had no idea when he was on the. By the way, it happened during the middle of his rally speech. He didn't even know during his speech. And he found out later. And you saw that reaction in the video there. You hear the music from the campaign rally playing in the background. And it's just like, you know, but again, Trump's a real classy guy. And these people are not very classy. Right. Like, and I think that just shows you that the left has a lack of civility in this country.
Nicely put, elegantly put. Tag him right now on Twitter, mboyle1. Listen to him and read his articles at Breitbart.com. We have to talk about you've got this fascinating topic you broached in the break about the Electoral College, the changing map. We'll discuss that in a second. But this news of the last 24 hours about Hunter Biden, we've got a presidential debate on Tuesday. Is there any way on God's green earth, Matt, that Joe Biden can avoid the topic of Hunter Biden in the next 39 days?
With the polls tightening everywhere across the country, the president's in the lead in the vast majority of battleground states in the latest polls that have come out in the last 2 weeks. Joe Biden cannot avoid the debate. He has
to
show up.
But
the topic of Biden corruption. I mean, look, I hope that Chris Wallace brings it up. If Chris Wallace was a real journalist, he would ask about Hunter Biden and the corruption that came out in this Senate investigation, which has now been referred, I think, by Congressman Jordan to the Department of Justice for a criminal probe into Hunter Biden and these illicit activities. But look, this is just one of many things that's happened in the last week or so here. I mean, look, Dr. Gregory, it feels like a year ago that I was here last, right? Like a week ago today. But, you know, obviously we've got the Supreme Court vacancy. Justice Ginsburg passed away Friday night. That's going to be a game changer in this race. This Hunter Biden report is a game changer in this race. There are, and then the other big thing that's happened in the last few hours here, literally on my way here, Congressman Mike Turner from the great state of Pennsylvania released information that he met with President Trump on Air Force One on his way to Ohio on Monday night. And President Trump is now considering restoring the pensions of 20,000 Delphi salaried retirees that.
This is a bigger story. So what happened to these pensions and who is responsible?
So Joe Biden and Barack Obama, when they were president and vice president, as well as their Treasury Secretary, through what's called the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation at the Treasury Department, stole the pensions. They eliminated. They just wiped them out like they never even existed.
Part of
the bailout, right? So they screwed over 20,000 auto workers, and they were picking winners and losers and the whole thing. These people worked their whole lives for their pensions. But this destroys the narrative, the idea that Joe Biden or Barack Obama or any of them were in favor of American workers or that they saved the auto industry, right? You remember in the 2012 campaign, Joe Biden's famous line, the reason why to vote for Obama is GM's alive and Bin Laden's dead. Well, I mean, this decimates that. And obviously, Joe Biden actually opposed the Bin Laden raid, and then ISIS proliferated in the second term of Obama, thanks to their weakness in the Middle East. But the idea that so I think you put all of these things together. There's all sorts of other stuff that's happening.
So now the president is going to reverse that potentially?
Very possibly. So we'll see. Congressman Turner and Governor DeWine are both quoted in this saying that they've spoken to the president about this and he's considering getting involved. I think it'd be a game changer moment for President Trump because it would show that Joe Biden stole these people's pensions and President Trump restored them. But that's the whole point here is that the fact that we're even at this point where President Trump is the guy that's standing up for American workers and the Democrats are abandoning them, we're starting to see in polling all across the country that the union workers are with President Trump. The bosses might
not
be with
bosses.
Biden. The bosses are with Biden. Fine, whatever. Who cares? But you know what? He can have all the bosses. We'll take all the union workers. Right. The rank and file people, the working class people across this country are with President Trump. And I think that's what you're seeing these polls shift in President Trump's direction. He's taken the lead now in today in a survey in Iowa, Ohio, North Carolina, Florida this week, as well as there was even a poll that had him in the lead in Nevada, which is a state that Hillary Clinton won. The president is very much on track to winning the Electoral College in November.
And these trends could even strengthen in the next 39 days? What do you think?
Very much so. So I would break the Electoral College into four tiers. We might want to do this in the next segment.
All right,
so,
let's stop there. Let's tease that, because this is the man who will explain to us this genius system called the Electoral College, what's shifted on the map in just the last few days and weeks. It's very exciting news. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, live streaming, broadcasting to hundreds of stations across the nation, millions of listeners, then everybody else on YouTube, on Facebook. Subscribe today. Go to wherever you get your podcasts. Hit the notifications bell twice. You'll never miss a thing on YouTube. We have so much to cover because things are moving at the speed of Trump. It's an exciting time to be alive. 39 days to go. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial. There is nothing I love more than a nice, juicy American steak. Recently, I met some incredible patriots, and I would like to introduce you to my friends at GoodRanchers.com. Now you can skip the inconsistent meat aisle at the grocery store forevermore. Get the very best American meat delivered constantly right to your door. And yes, I said American. All their meat is raised and harvested right here in the U.S. of A. Good Ranchers partners with American farmers all across our great land to get the best quality meat delivered with free shipping right to your door. Go to GoodRanchers.com to choose your scheduled delivery today. 100% American-born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered consistently to your home. T-bone, ribeyes, fillets, and more. Oh, porterhouse, that's my favorite. Use promo code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, to save $20. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Gorka.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are back. It's America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, and with none other than the Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Read his articles every single day. Check out Breitbart.com. Matt Boyle, who has teased, he said in the break, I'm really going to like this segment. Explain to us what the shifting sands of the Electoral College.
So I would break the Electoral College down into four tiers. Okay, so any candidate to win the White House, you need to win 270 electoral votes. So if I'm looking at tier one of the states that President Trump needs to win, this would be the red states. These would be states that include Georgia, Texas, and Arizona, as well as the rest of the red states across the country. Tier one would be 191 electoral votes. Now, of those states, President Trump seems to have locked in Georgia and Texas. Those are looking good. There's new polling this week, ABC Washington Post poll, that has President Trump up by a point in Arizona. That one's been moving in his direction for some time now. So if he locks in tier one, that's 191 electoral votes. Tier two would be Iowa and Ohio. There's a new poll today out of Monmouth University that has President Trump up six in Iowa, as well as Ohio. He's been consistently leading it. That's 24 more electoral votes. Tier two would get him to 215 electoral votes. Tiers one and two together. Tier three,
I feel like I'm doing Star Trek chess. I'm on like level 12. Okay,
tier three, I would put North Carolina and Florida.
Okay.
North Carolina is 15 electoral votes, so that would get you to 230. Florida is 29 more electoral votes. That would get you to 259. So if you put tiers one, two, and three together, then any number of the one following things puts President Trump over the top into the White House. And this would be tier four. Tier four, I would have Pennsylvania is 20 electoral votes. That gets you there. Michigan is 16. That gets you there back into the White House. Or Maine's second congressional district plus Wisconsin. Maine 2 is one electoral vote. Wisconsin's 10. That would get you to 270. Maine 2 plus Minnesota would get you there. That's 270. Or any combination of those other ones. Then in addition to those states, President Trump is also doing pretty strongly in Nevada. There was a poll that came out today, a SurveyMonkey poll that had him up 2 in Nevada. There's a poll out of New Mexico, another state that's 5 electoral votes that has him only down 2. There's a big push from the Trump campaign in New Hampshire, which is 4 electoral votes. But that's a very clear pathway to the to 270 electoral votes for the president. And despite what the establishment media tells you, it's pretty clear and it's becoming clearer that President Trump has more pathways to 270 electoral votes than Joe Biden does, if you break it down like I just did for you.
He didn't take a breath, and I need everybody listening, our 3 million listeners plus our viewers, not because the viewers will know, Matt Boyle did that without notes. There's no cheesy Karl Rove whiteboard. No whiteboard. That's why he is our regular guest, and that's why he is Mr. Washington. I have to write all that down. You don't even ask me to memorize all that. So at the end, I've written it down, but at the end of the day, you were right. You promised and you delivered. But right now, multiple pathways to 270, especially in comparison to Biden.
And growing, and the polls are moving in the president's direction ahead of the first debate this coming Tuesday. And assuming President Trump has a good night in the first debate, I think that it's only going to get wider for him.
39 days to go. It's looking this good already. And last question, we've just got 60 seconds. My estimation as the amateur, you're the pro, the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the resultant nomination and Senate hearings and the behavior of the left in the Senate and on the streets will only make the president's position stronger. Am I right?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think the president was on track for victory before this. This is only going to solidify that. And I think that there are, and maybe we save this conversation for another day, but I think that there are pathways for Republicans to maybe even add seats in their Senate majority and potentially even possibly take back the House.
Oh, my gosh, guys. Okay, we take nothing for granted. Even this superlative analysis from Matt Boyle, we still play like we are 20 points down. We fight because they want to cheat. They want to steal 80 million ballots being sent out. No need for signature verification. Do your part. Today and every day for the next 39 days. Go to TrumpVictory.com. Go to TrumpTalk.gop. Make calls for the president and volunteer at DonaldJTrump.com. Everybody has their role to play wherever you live. Thank you in advance. Let's do this together. I'm Sebastian Gorka. That was Matt Boyle. Tag him on Twitter, mboyle1, and read him at Breitbart.com. We are broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Next, your calls on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. The ReliefFactor.com studios, Relief Factor. 100%. Drug-free pain relief that works. How do I know that? I've lived it for a year and a half, like Alicia in California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Alicia? Of course you do. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, as do I. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me and Alicia and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Class is now in session. In the court of political incorrectness, the Honorable Dr. Gorka is now presiding. Lock and load. Let's get this party started.
America first.
Thank you, Judy. What a wonderful... What do you call those? Liners? What are those?
Collar drops.
No, but when you open a segment...
Yeah, it's a liner.
Thanks. See, I'm learning. Give me some credit. I can't do the four-tier, eight-dimensional chess analysis of the Electoral College that Matt Ball can do, but give me a credit. So it's been more than a year and a half. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board. Still, is it still the newest? Has Charlie Kirk started his show? No, we're still the newest national radio show. So there, until Charlie joins us here on Salem Radio. We're going to take your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. MyPillow. We're going to have Mr. MyPillow open the show before he meets Vice President Pence today. Mike Lindell will be with us, and I'm going to surprise him. Don't tell him. Just between you and me. I'm going to surprise him with a text from one of our veterans. He's back from Afghanistan. Did not believe the MyPillow hype, and then he tried it. You gotta tune in. You gotta stay with us for the whole program because we're gonna have some great fun. But first, let's take some calls. Oh, and I have responded to all your texts. Oh, ye of little faith. One person said, you promised to respond to your texts and you haven't responded. Dude, I didn't say when. I said I'll get to every single text personally. Been a bit busy. But we did it. The number is 703-869-1262. 703-869-1262 if you want to text me as well. But now let's take some calls. Let's go to San Diego, line 4. Joseph, welcome to America First.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, have a good day. I'm just calling because you're opening on the show where you were asking for prayer for Dan Bongino, and you were saying things like the Lord and our Father and Jesus and stuff like that. I haven't heard a whole lot of talk like that on talk radio, and it sounded like it was coming from a real Christian, you know, that being yourself. And you work hand-in-hand pretty closely with President Trump, and the people in my church are kind of calling the president like a Cyrus, you know, like he's a good guy and he's helping out the Christians. But since you know him personally, is the guy a Christian like you? Just your opinion.
Well, great question, Joseph, but I got some bad news for you. Just because a guy mentions God and Jesus doesn't make him a Christian. You're judging me because I opened my show, because I said the word Jesus and my Lord and my Savior? Is that how you judge? Hang on, Joseph. The fact that I say these things, you think that's proof that I'm a Christian?
Well, I don't know you personally, but I'm just going by what you said as an opening.
Joseph. Hang on. Let's be grown-ups. I mean, you sound of a certain age.
Right.
You're over the age of 18. How do you judge a person? You don't judge them on what they say. You judge them on what, Joseph?
Well, their deeds.
Bingo. Okay. So I'm very flattered that you call me a Christian upon what I say.
I'm talking to a talk show host.
I know. But you're asking me about the president. Well, let's look at his deeds
right,
for the last 4 years. Could you not, with absolute certitude, tell everybody in your congregation and anybody who asks you with absolute surety in your heart that the president is a Christian based upon what he's done in office?
Well, like I say, we're all for saying this guy's at least he's like a Cyrus. He's rebuilding the, you know, Israel.
Yeah, but
he's helping
Joseph,
Israel.
Joseph, you're asking me if I know whether he's a Christian. I'm asking you, how can you have any doubt after the last 4 years?
Well, I'm kind of springboarding off your question to me, which is you've worked with this man personally, whereas I've just listened to you introduce a talk show program. And I'm saying that you...
Joseph, it's like I'm broadcasting on FM and you're broadcasting on AM. You're not listening to my question. I'll try it one more time, Joseph.
Okay,
based upon, no, you don't have to apologize. I want clarity of communication. Based upon the actions of Donald John Trump in the last 4 years as commander-in-chief and chief executive, can you have any doubt as to whether or not he's a Christian? It's not a hard question, Joseph.
I don't know him personally.
Oh, Joseph, are you joking? Are you trying to really piss me off? Okay, this is the president.
I'll call him a patriot. Call him a patriot.
No, are you kidding me? The first president in our history who says we are going to stop people killing children who have been.
That's awesome.
It's not awesome. It's proof. It's what you asked for. This is
right
the man.
On, okay, I see your point. I'm getting your point.
This is the man who said, "I'm not going to treat ISIS as a generational threat we have to get used to, that are burning Christians alive. I'm going to unleash the greatest military force known to man, and in 5 months turn the caliphate of the Islamic State into dust and save those Christians."
I'll sign on with that.
Joseph, have you been asleep for the last 4 years?
No.
This is the first president. This is the first president. Don't ask me. Use your own senses, man. The first president in history to address in person the March for Life.
Right on. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is a test of my patience. Thank you, Joseph. I think I got through to you. Stay on the line. I don't know why, but I'm going to give you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Am I just, like, reacting wrongly here? You cannot crawl into a human being's soul. You don't know what's in the soul. So how do you judge them? You judge them on what they do, not just what they say. And this man has done more for our faith, for the unborn, for our fellow Christians, than any other modern American president. Period. Tie a bow on it. Time for some relief factor. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. First things first. Stop funding your enemies, will you please? Just stop it. If you've got a cell phone and your provider is one of those big cell phone companies, you know who I'm talking about. You are funding those who fund Planned Parenthood. You are funding those who fund Democrat candidates and gun control organizations. Yes, at the end of every month when you pay your cell phone bill, they make a donation from your money to left-wing causes. Why on earth are you letting them? It's so easy to stop. All you have to do today is swap your service provider to the only Christian conservative cell phone company. They are rated number one in customer service in America. Number one. They're called Patriot Mobile. They donate to conservative causes. The right to life. Build the wall. Republican causes. The Second Amendment. You'll get a free phone or a free month service if you use my name. You can keep your old number, but stop funding your enemies. Go today to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. That is 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/Gorka.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
Hey, Eric, can we post that? I just need a sanity check. I need to see responses. Would you post that for me?
That last caller?
Yeah, and just call it, "Is Donald Trump a Christian?"
Sounds good.
I want to see if I went a little over the top there. Okay, let's go back to your calls. I'll promise to behave. I promise. Maybe. Maybe not. Let's go to David, Spokane, Washington, line 3. Welcome back, David.
Hi, good afternoon, Sebastian. How are you doing?
I'm agitated mildly.
I heard the last call, yeah.
What happened there? Do you understand?
I think I understand. Yeah, I think I understand. Yeah, I mean, I think he sounded like he was a little bit confused.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think it's a little bit of confusion, but hopefully we helped him out. What is your question today, my friend?
Well, as I told the screener, I'd called a few weeks ago, and you had given me the assignment to talk to friends and family
yes.
about what they thought the South would get. So most of the responses I got center around things like police reform. They're concerned about the violence. They don't support defunding, but the focus still comes on the police themselves, or a culture of racial, ethnic, and religious biases. And that's, I hear all that type of stuff.
So the police, you know, are responsible for the violence.
I'm not sure that's what they're saying. They're literally responsible, but they're saying that it's. I guess they seem to be legitimizing the violence in some way.
Mm-hmm. So they believe in the systematic racism, and therefore they think that shooting cops is okay.
Well, they wouldn't come out and say that shooting cops is okay, but. I mean, I'm not sure how else I would interpret it, though.
Do they think that these are really well-meaning people who believe in America on our streets?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think they are. I don't think they are. But I also don't think they're associating it with the Democrat Party.
Okay, here's the question.
Yeah.
Do the people you talk to, David, this is the question to ask them. Ask them if they think any single one of them, it doesn't matter whether it's Seattle, Portland, Baltimore, Louisville, it doesn't matter. Do they think any one of those people is a Trump voter? Because I guarantee you a year's pay that they are all Democrat voters or they don't vote. That's all you need to know. Right?
I would lean toward the don't vote, yes.
Or they're, you know, Bernie Bros or anarchistic, you know, Green Party. But the idea that any of this violence, and I mean any of it, is connected to the right or any right-wing organization is sheer lunacy or just the product of somebody being indoctrinated and brainwashed. Keep doing what you do, David. Hold the line. We're going to be back with our good friend Mike Lindell and then former Special Forces hard dude Jim Hansen. And don't forget, this episode of our podcast is sponsored by our good friends at GoodRanchers.com. American steaks. Do good. Eat good.